views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is your moment. Gather together each week to follow leadership by example, love, and inspiration. Welcome to Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with one of the most prominent naturopathic doctors in this country, as well as a leading detoxification and environmental illness specialist. Now, here's your host, Dr. Ronnie.
Hello. Welcome to Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. This is Dr. Ronnie, your host, and today we are talking about cancer and chronic illness and detoxification. We had so many questions this week about what does it all mean to detox with a chronic illness? What does it all mean to have cancer? And can you detox with cancer? And I want to tell you that at the retreat, we've been dealing with some whole body diseases lately. I'm talking about the type of diseases that are chronic, long-term, painful, that have an emotional basis to it as well. And that's when I always tell people that it have a lot to do with body, mind, and spirit programs. There's no longer that we can just wake up and say that if our body's in sync with our body, we can heal. That's not true. If our body is in sync with our physical body, our mental, and our emotional being, only then will the body be capable of healing itself. And that is so true, and that's why I love to say that there's truly, truly a lot of miracles going on today. I've been doing this work for over 30 years, and I have never seen such healing take place today as I have. I've been 30 years ago, I have to tell you that most of my clients were in hospitals just doing traditional chemotherapy, traditional medicine. Today, we have people that are not only getting well, but is basically walking out of the hospitals. And that has contributed a lot to whole body medicine. It's contributed to today integral wellness medicine. We work with a medical doctor that does blood work. And over and over and over again, we have seen some tremendous results that come from detoxing the body. And as Dr. Linda would always say, detoxing the mind as well. She worked with us on our emotional programs at the retreat for many years. She has now retired. But I used to always remember that when she used to say, detoxing the mind. I am Dr. Ronnie, and today we are going to talk about what are some of the benefits of detoxification. I already have people texting on me, but I want to go over what are the benefits of detoxification first before I answer my first question. Well, the benefits of detoxification, first let's talk about there are so many advantages for detoxification, and a lot of people like to call it cleansing. And they use those words interchangeably. But we detox mainly to increase our vital power, to increase the vitality of our bodies, to increase what we call rejuvenation and feeling clearer. And not only that, we also detox to clear some of the symptoms that we have with some of the physical ailments that we have. We also treat disease with it. We lose weight with it. We increase our energy, brain focus with it. I mean, it's such a tremendous list, a long list of why people detox and some of the benefits of detoxification. So a detoxification program is ideal for helping people to change their lives, but not only that, to start a brand new nutritional protocol. We get people at the retreat that come in from all parts of the country, that even some come from out of the country. And what they want to do is they actually want to take a program that we have and go back home and teach their families. That is wonderful. It's a tremendous thing that we have, people taking back our protocol and going and teaching their families how to detox. Now, what I want to say is one person texted me and she said, what about arthritis? She has a whole family line of arthritis. Well, arthritis in the body, if you think of the word itis, itis really means inflammation. And inflammation actually is sort of like the heat in the body. It means the body's inflamed. And one of the best ways to decrease inflammation in the body is to drink green drinks and antioxidants, among some other things. So anything that causes that ends with itis, like arthritis, bronchitis, hepatitis, I can think of many, otitis media, anything like that means the body's inflamed, and you should be able to heal that lining of the particular body part with a juice cleanse or medical detoxification or nutritional detoxification, whichever you like to call it. I've had a friend who had a really bad case of gastritis, and we put her on the detox program, and it actually healed. Gastritis is inflammation in the gastric lining of your intestinal tract. And we've actually healed that by putting her on a juice program, of course, giving her lots of lots of probiotics and lots of antioxidants. And we also had someone that had a tremendous, severe case of pancreatitis. And we did the same thing. We added some ozone treatments, and we also added a lot of enzymes for that particular person. But we always want to ask ourselves, one of the things we want to do, we not only talk about what we should give our body, but we also want to talk about the benefits of what we should take away from our food supply. And as you know, there's a certain classification of food out there called nightshades. And the nightshade foods, we're not talking about nightshade foods being bad versus being good. We're talking about a nightshade food that actually can increase inflammation in the body, sort of like we say, increase the cytokine levels in the body. And so those particular foods are white potatoes, tomatoes, green and red peppers, and now they have all colors of peppers. Paprika, and some couple other things. But I just wanted to tell you that I have this one person who lives off of green peppers. Everything, omelets had green peppers in it. At night, her stews had green peppers in it, and she just kept saying that she loved green peppers. And one of the things I said, no, green peppers love you. But I bet you if you stop taking the green peppers, the pain in your knees will go away. And sure enough, she stopped the green peppers and the pain in her knees went away. So I wanted to say to you that you callers out there that have inflammation or any type of itis, the most important thing is to get enough cleanse, give your body high levels of probiotics. I would start with 100 billion units of probiotics, and I would also do what's called aloe vera at the root, not the aloe vera water, but whole leaf aloe vera, and among some other things. And I'm going to give you my phone number, also my email, because we have a really great program for anyone out there with any type of itis, and I list them all earlier at the start of this call. So please text me at 774-208-2477, and also email me at drronniedeluz@gmail.com, and I'll be more than happy to send you a protocol on how to decrease the heat in the body, how to decrease the inflammation in the body, how to heal the lining of whatever that particular organ is that causes the itis. And you can do this by changing the way you eat, but also by changing the way you think. And I'd like to tell you that when I come back, I'm going to take some calls, because one of the things that I love to do is to give value, because me giving you value, you give your loved ones value. And that's the way we take a tremendous group of people and change the world. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about specific treatments on how to heal the body through detoxification. And I'd like to hear some of your questions about your particular type of illness that you have, and if you have any questions about how to detox or what you should be taking in your body while you're detoxing, and some of the foods that you should not be eating while you're detoxing. So when we come back, more on chronic illness, cancer, and detoxification.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Discover the 8 things the elements of prosperity want you to know. Lynn Brown is hosting a life-transforming, soul-expanding evening on April 30th featuring guest speaker and radio host Dr. Pat Basile. Lynn was guided to make this a by-donation event for entrance, and all proceeds will be donated towards uplifting the homeless community. For more information and to get tickets, visit eventbrite.com. That's eventbrite.com and type Lynn Brown in the search.
Hello, I'm back again. This is Dr. Ronnie, your host, and we are talking on miracles of holistic health and wellness, and there are truly a lot of miracles. We're talking about a good cleansing program and how we actually go through a cleansing program with a chronic illness, and we had some questions through my text, and I wanted to make sure I answered this. Who should not cleanse? There are many different types of cleanses out there or detoxification programs out there. A really good medical detoxification program, of course, is customized by your practitioner or your doctor. We have been detoxing for over 25 years, and I travel around the country detoxing. In fact, I'm right now in Atlanta, Georgia, and I was just in Chicago last week detoxing someone. And I would say that the person that I'm detoxing now is detoxing for a particular reason. He's doing a real serious workout on his bike and his treadmill, and that person happens to be Steve Harvey. And his program is totally different from someone else that I would detox, who would be basically just detoxing because they want to lose weight. And it would be totally different from someone who has cancer or a chronic illness. And the way we decide the particular type of cleanse or detox that we're going to be doing is by the person's blood work. We would know that some people who need to have a deeper cleanse because they have some issues with their liver or their kidneys, we would certainly want to be more delicate with specific types of nutrients for those particular organs. And I one of the things that I said the best way to repair your liver is through glutathione, and we do a lot of glutathione to repair the liver. The best way to cleanse your kidneys is with kidney herbs, and we do a lot of kidney herbs to help your kidneys heal. So let's talk about a basic cleansing or detoxification program. Let's start with nutrition, because that is really truly the first phase, and that's the phase that everyone understands and everyone recognizes. People want to know, okay, what do I eat on a daily basis? The one thing that I have to tell you is when you talk about foods, we want to make sure that we differentiate between feeding foods and cleansing foods. Well, feeding foods are proteins and mostly proteins and carbs and heavy doses of heavy foods that's loaded with a lot of different nutrients. Cleansing foods are a lot of minerals, and they're basically vegetables. So we want to start out by saying cleansing foods are vegetables. So when we start a cleansing or a detoxification program and we want to heal the body, we want to keep it very simple. So we start out, and this is not just a juice program, and I know I said that in the beginning, a medical detox or detoxification program is not just juices. A lot of people think that, but it's not. Okay, so you will start out with basically drinking vegetable juices. The way we started at the retreat, we'll start out with a very potent antioxidant. And those antioxidants come in different flavors and different forms, but I'll give you an example. An antioxidant can be like a 30 cc or an ounce of acai berry, or noni juice, or resveratrol, any particular type of berry, potent berry. And those berries we will mix together with either distilled water or basically make it into a hot tea. And that will just give the body, and of course an antioxidant helps to fight free radicals. So we start the morning out that way. And we also give you a probiotic to start the day off. And 2 hours later, of course, you will have a green drink. And there's a difference between green juice and a green drink. Yes, we do green juices, but we also do green drinks. A green drink is made from a concentrated powder, green. And those greens, by the way, they come from many different sources of greens. And I'm talking about spirulina, wheatgrass, collard greens, spinach, kale. I mean, I can give you like a list of 20 greens. And I tell people, I believe in menti, many, many, many. I believe in metta. Metta means many different types of greens. I don't think that it's good to sit down and drink one particular green, because each particular green have different phytonutrients in it. So by all means, green powder sometimes is the best way to take in good quality nutrients. It's also the best way to alkalize the body. A green juice, when you go out and get fresh vegetables and you juice it, it has live enzymes in it. It's very good for you. However, it's not going to be as concentrated as buying a phytonutrient, dense, nutrient-based green powder, and when you add your water to it. So therefore, again, we have both types of greens at the facility. And then we also have green soup. A lot of people want to know about how to make the soup. We're going to have a session, and we're going to talk about that one day in May. And the session is going to be on how to make the most potent soup that your body can possibly have for healing. That's not today, but I wanted to make sure that people did include in their day a healthy green soup. Now I want to talk about something that's very special and that's very different that we've been doing in the last year and a half. And in the last year and a half, let me take this call. Hold on. in the last year and a half, we have added something to the whole protocol. And we don't give it to everyone because we know that some people, you know, I had a New York Times bestseller some years ago, and that book still sells because people love the title. And that's when we first came out with our detoxification for weight loss. And that book talked a lot about 21 pounds in 21 days. So we still get a lot of people to come to the retreat and a lot of callers based on that book. However, we do have some people, not just some, but many people out there that would like to maintain their weight, or people who have a chronic illness who are afraid to lose more weight. So what we give them now is we give them this concentrated nutrients called Yevo with 43 essential nutrients in it. And I say 43 essential nutrients in it because I have to say that with emphasis, because it's the best thing that ever happened to us, because we have never, ever, and I'm sure no one can ever tell me that there was something out there that was better than this particular food. It sort of changed the way I think. It changed my life, basically, because it sort of did something to my brain, and I didn't know that I was lacking in B vitamins until I took this food. So 43 essential nutrients in this food called Yevo, and I buy, they have like breakfast which has oatmeal, hot rice, and I love the protein smoothies. So therefore, what I'm saying is that we add that to your day. Why do we do that? Why do we add a concentrated, and it also has protein in it, 14 vitamins, 14 minerals, essential fatty acids, and the whole list of other good stuff that's in it. There's no bad stuff, just all good stuff. So again, why did we add that? Well, we added that because when you give your body the nutrients that it needs, guess what happens? It eliminates the bad. It's like a turnover. It's like your car. You give your car really good oil. It goes through a little problem for a while it gets through the engine, then it throws out the bad. Well, that's what happens with your body. You give your body concentrated good nutrients. And I've always said maximum nutrition in small dosages all day long. Maximum nutrition in small dosages all day long. So when you do that, it actually slowly enters into the cellular level, and then there's this changeover. So you're actually decreasing your toxic load. And when you decrease your toxic load, you eliminate all types of chronic illnesses, and you start a healing process. And that's cancer, and that's many chronic illnesses. And there are scientists all over the country now that says cancer is caused by environmental toxins, fungus, mold, viruses, and yes, genetics. Now, saying that, and scientists saying that, you think about that statement and you say, okay, if that is true, then why wouldn't it be true that if we decrease our toxic load, we can eliminate or we can help heal from these different chronic illnesses? So you understand what I'm saying here. So I would like to say for right now, we've got some people that have started calling before the call started. So I'd like to, Sarah, we'll take Sarah in a minute and we'll answer her call. Right before we take Sarah, I want to say, yes, I'm going to answer John's question. He asked, does chlorinated water, people who drink chlorinated water, does that increase the risk of cancer? Well, I don't have to elaborate on this because it's common knowledge today almost. It's been researched and researched and researched that chlorinated water increase the cancer risk by almost 90% higher than others. So, yes, it causes free radicals in the body. It causes cell damage. And cell damage is a very weak, unorganized cell, which causes cancer cells to develop. So what I'm saying here is that toxicity increases the acid in the blood. It increases cellular congestion. And it causes toxicity at the level where the body can no longer function, and eventually you will develop cancer and chronic illnesses. So it's just to say, toxicity can ruin your life. So you almost today have no alternative. If you want to live a long, healthy life, you have no alternative but to clean up your body. And you start by cleaning up your diet. That's the only way you're going to get a better functioning body. So I travel all over the country giving this lecture to people. And I also tell people, I also talked a lot with doctors and scientists on detoxification. But the one group that I'm very passionate about talking to are the kids. Our children are in trouble. I don't need to tell you. You can look around and see that our children are in trouble. They definitely aren't like the way I was when I was a child. Today, they almost live on a constant toxic diet each and every single day, unless they happen to be fortunate and have a parent that does what's called a clean living, clean diet. So we have only 30 seconds left before we go to break. This is Ronnie, Dr. Ronnie DeLuz, your host. You've heard me last week. You've heard me last month. You heard me last year. I will never stop talking about how to clean the body up so that you and your loved ones can live a long, healthy life. When we come back, we're going to talk about more on different chronic illnesses and more on how to detox correctly.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuz has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuz wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuz at info@ronniedeluzonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuz, your partner in wellness.
A morning filled with dynamic, inspirational music, spirituality, and uplifting messages by TJ Woodward. Come and connect with community conversations and awaken your senses. Awakened Living Sundays with TJ Woodward. Join TJ every Sunday in the San Francisco Bay Area Chapel at Fort Mason and live streaming online 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Pacific Time. To learn more and access the live stream, visit www.awakenedlivingsf.org.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Hello, this is Dr. Ronnie, your host. We're back again on Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. And Sarah has been so patiently waiting, amongst others. We're getting a lot of people calling in today. Sarah, are you on?
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you, Dr. Ronnie?
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good.
So you're good.
I'm really enjoying your show. And I wanted to ask you about more like cancer prevention. And I'll give you a little story here. I am, you know, obese, morbidly obese. And, you know, having come from a healthy lifestyle, and then I gained a lot of weight and I became very obese. And I started eating Evo hot rice.
Great.
And I wanted to talk to you about, and I really love it. It's delicious. But I want to know, you know, can Evo, because of the nutritional value of Evo, and here you are talking about nutrition, can Evo foods help reverse the effects, the damage that I might have done by gaining the weight? And I'm trying to lose weight. I have a really busy lifestyle. And I want to make more changes, and I was looking at the smoothies because I thought the smoothies would be great for me because I'm very, very busy. But, you know, I'm nervous that because I've become so large that I won't be able to reverse the effects of the damage done by the fat, you know, and prevent disease moving forward. And I just wanted to get your feedback on that.
Okay, well, the first thing, Sarah, I want you to understand one thing. The body has a tremendous ability to repair, and the body is so forgiving. It's amazing how that happens. Every organ in your body, every single day, have the opportunity to repair if you give it what it needs. And that's a fact, okay? So if you start today, your body will begin repairing today. And what does the body need? Again, it needs those 43 essential nutrients. That's why they say the word essential. The word essential means you can't live without it. So if you start giving your body maximum nutrition, not food, you got to think about food. It just comes in the form, and some of it has absolutely no value, no nutrition. So you have to really be careful with what you put in your body. But if you take concentrated food and put in your body every 2 hours, you will start, not only will you start reducing weight at a rapid rate, but you'll start looking better, feeling better, because you're going to be increasing your metabolic level. And as you increase your metabolic level, you're going to want to do more and more and more. So, of course, if the body is working well, the immune system is working well, and all of your eliminative functions are working well, like your kidneys, your liver, your colon, even your lymphatic system, when you can handle the basic everyday exposure when the body is given really good nutrients, especially antioxidants, you can handle that. And your body starts throwing those toxins out of the body, but at the same time, you won't have a healing crisis because you've given your body really good nutrient-dense foods. And so it starts repairing. Mm-hmm. No damage is not able to repair. Your organs, that's what it lives for every single day, is repair. So I hope I answered your question. And I hope that not only do you do the YAVO in the morning, but also do some YAVO at night so that you'll get 100%. You actually will get more than 100% of what your body needs. And then in between that, You do yourself a good green juice, even if you have to go buy one, but it's better if you make your own. But a lot of people don't have the time. Okay. I don't know if you have a kid, but you make sure you have that, because see, the greens will keep you alkaline, and it'll also help the body to absorb some of the toxins as it's moving out of the body. And keep your colon very clean, even if you have to do it with some herbal treatment or herbal, we have tinctures now, or some essential oils, but keep your colon clean. Also give yourself at least 100 billion units of a probiotic for the first 30 days, and then go okay. down to like 50. Okay? So I
do
hope
you
that...
Can you take the probiotic at night or in the morning?
Take it at, I always say take it on a clean body, wake up in the morning and take it, or take it the last thing at night. You get more from it if you take it without food.
Hmm.
Okay?
Okay,
so it depends on the type
Thank
of probiotic
so
you buy. If you buy a probiotic that's only 20 billion units, and you want to have two capsules, so you can take one in the morning and one at night.
Okay.
But follow the directions on the bottle, okay? And
okay.
Sarah, text me. If you have any more questions, text me or email me at drronniedeluz@gmail.com.
All right, that sounds great. I'm going to do that. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sarah. And I'd like to answer a call that just came in from Jane from New York. Jane, what I'd like to say to you is that one of the most important things that you can do for your body is to stop the sugar. And I know that you're saying that you have low blood sugar, but the way to help low blood sugar is not with sugar. The way to help low blood sugar is with concentrated proteins, because you do have what's called you increase your insulin levels, and the insulin is the hormone. And it can't really keep up with so much sugar in the body, and you will destroy and ruin your pancreas that way, and you'll have a horrible time. You may even develop some pancreatic problems. You may even develop diabetes. But you want to go to your doctor and make sure that you're not already in trouble with low blood sugar versus diabetes. But the most important thing is you have to stop the sugar. That's a given. You can't treat anything with sugar, not even low blood sugar. I know people don't think that that's true, but low blood sugar is not to be treated with sugar. I hope that answers your question. And I would like to say that these questions are great. Everyone needs to detoxify. A text just came in about that question. Yes, everyone needs to detoxify and cleanse themselves and to give their body a rest, so that the bodily functions, the organs, can periodically rest. This is the only way to help the body to repair, and also a greater way to help longevity and some anti-aging. When the body takes rest, that's when it repairs the most. Nutrition and rest, they're not to be separated. You must do both. I'm fighting with my clients all the time. They either want to work themselves to the point of no return and just do all the nutrition, and they think that that's all they have to do. But I constantly, is a constant reminder to them that without the rest, your body can't possibly utilize the nutrients that you give it all day long. So I hope that they hear that, because that's one of the things that I'm constantly battling with some of my clients. We've been talking a lot about the benefits of detoxification and what chemicals do to our body. We now know today more than ever that chemicals find their way into our food in the form of so many things, the top being artificial preservatives, extra colorings that they give to the food, and even some of the synthetic things that they put in our food for flavoring, many types of additives that they add to our food. And they want to know, yes, also water, what they do to our water. So amazing. It's so obvious now what they do. I want to tell you a little story. I was in Chicago last week, and I flew to Atlanta last night. And see, and this is how it works, because I went from one environment to another environment very quickly. So I went into the kitchen this morning at the studio, and I turn on the water, and I actually step back and I go, wow, where's that smell? So I move forward again to the sink, and the water was still on, and it was clearly, clearly chlorine coming out of the faucet of that studio. It was so powerful. Now, keep in mind, the average person would not have smelled the chlorine, but I keep my body clean. I smell the chlorine. And as far as I'm concerned, that is just way too much. Chlorine is at the top of the list. Chlorinated water and pathogens in our water, and people who drink that have a clearly higher risk to cancer. And I wanted to leave that note with you before we go on our next break, but I also wanted to mention some other conditions that the body needs, that show signs of that the body needs to be detoxed. Every single time you have a cold, you must know the body should detox. Every time, if you're one of the type of people that always get pneumonia in the winter, the body needs to detox. What is a detox again? The ability to release some of the toxins so that your body can take in good nutrition, extra nutrition, in the form of good quality organic foods that is easy to absorb and metabolize. What else do you need to know? That the gallstones, absolutely, the body needs to detox. Breast cancer, absolutely, the body needs to detox. What else? Colitis, yep. The body really needs to heal at that level. The body needs to detox. Gout, yes. The body needs to detox. Obesity, yes. Constipation, yes. I can't think of anything, and I'm sure there are. If you talk to your doctor, I'm sure there are some things out there that the body should never detox. But it makes sense that every single chronic condition will heal at a faster rate if they release the congestion that leads to toxicity and give the body the nutrients that it needs to repair. Starting with 43 essential nutrients, then some green drinks, and then some soups, and we'll talk about that when we come back. This is Dr. Ronnie, your host on Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. And there are truly a lot of miracles.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mtheholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Discover the 8 things the elements of prosperity want you to know. Lynn Brown is hosting a life-transforming, soul-expanding evening on April 30th featuring guest speaker and radio host Dr. Pat Basile. Lynn was guided to make this a by-donation event for entrance, and all proceeds will be donated towards uplifting the homeless community. For more information and to get tickets, visit eventbrite.com. That's eventbrite.com and type Lynn Brown in the search.
Hello, hello, back again. This is Dr. Ronnie, your host, and we've been talking a lot today about detoxification. Every now and then, I'll not have a guest on, and I will just completely give you value about why we should detox and who should detox, and I've said it over again that basically detoxification, a really good medical detoxification, is really giving the body what it needs, maximum nutrition and small dosages all day long, and giving the body the opportunity to rest. And by doing that, you allow the vital organs to repair. And that is one of the reasons why you're able to repair and heal from many different chronic illnesses, just by those two statements alone. And I get a common question all the time about colon health and how does colonics help and coffee enemas help and probiotics and aloe vera. And we seem to be having an increase of colon issues in this country over the last 20 years. I think people have been having more issues, and today we have a lot of solutions for that. But yes, colon cleansing should be a primary concern when you're doing a detoxification program, because the first thing, the benefit of colon cleansing is will help the strengthening of your colon wall, which will speed the digestion and will also allow the waste that pass through the colon wall or through the body more efficiently. So with that said, it helps to eliminate the overgrowth of candida. It helps to decrease the bacteria in the colon, and it also helps with body odor, and it also helps with what I call a stagnant colon that becomes a cesspool that helps that keeps the body bloated and lots of gas. So when you're doing colon health, you can actually reduce the gas and the bloat by also helping to reduce the inflammation that's going on in a lot of people's colons that leads to colitis, that leads to gastritis, and of course it leads to hemorrhoids and some other common complaints that people have because they have poor colon issues. So there's many ways to I'm answering a question from a text. Yes, there are many other ways to heal from a cleansing program, and a colon cleansing program, and one of those is through herbs. Of course, you've heard of colonics. Another way that you can heal the colon is through lots of probiotics and aloe vera gel. And you know, along with that, you do have to eat really good. You have to have great fiber, good essential fatty acids. These are things that give the colon a brush, a sort of a cleansing of the colon wall. And the good essential fatty acids, along with the probiotics and aloe vera, will help heal the lining of the gut. So I hope that answers your question, because I love answering those questions. When I do my seminars around the country, I get asked that many, many times. Constipation is a a real big problem in our country. It takes up a large percentage of the population that have that problem. And many people who deal with constipation, of course, you know, turn to laxatives and stool softeners and purgatives. And those things irritate the colon even more and causing a longer-term problem. So the point was sometimes it ends up being a chronic disease. So while some of these good things that we do for our colon will not only offer temporary relief, because people love the decrease in the gas and the bloat and the flatter stomach, but it also offers long-term solutions. And one of those long-term solutions is helping you to have a cleaner body. It also helps you to have a better focus, brain focus, because I'm sure you've heard death starts in the colon. If you have a very toxic colon, you can't possibly have a healthy bloodstream, then you can't possibly have good oxygenation that leads to your brain. So the absolute bottom line here is that there are so many people dying pointlessly, too much of it happening in our country today from toxicity. So, of course, you're not going to get that label that person died from toxicity. They'll get a nice fancy name like, you know, they had a heart attack or they had a stroke or something like that. But it may, most of the time, is toxicity that causes those chronic illnesses. So I've said enough on that. And I know that a lot of people right now want to know, okay, what's the program? What's the protocol here? So if you can't come to the retreat, and because we have a chronic illness that come to the retreat, well, now we have a new program that you can go through the private door. It's called Private Door Detox. That's someone that wants to detox at home, and we do it remotely now. I have three nurses on board where we actually call you at night, every single night, and then every 2 hours we have an app where we send to your text videos and text messages on telling you what to do in detail. So that's a really good program. That's our way of giving back to the world. And then we have another program where we're starting that next month. Esther's working on that right now, where we're going to start a seminar where people can come on. Most, I would say 90% of the time will be free. We'll be giving you lots of value so that we can get everyone on board for helping to clean up their body and their lives. And then the other thing that we're doing is we're absolutely really excited about this, but we have a walk-in program where people can now walk in if you're visiting on Martha's Vineyard, and we can help you with your protocol during the day. So you can actually spend your vacations cleaning up. That's something new and something different. So for right now, I'd like to tell you, feel free to email me at drronnieduluth@gmail.com. And I apologize that I couldn't take a lot of calls and questions. My partner's not on with me today. And I just wanted to give some value. But next week, I'll spend the 50% of the time answering questions. Now that you've heard this, so part two will be answering questions about detoxification and the particular illness that you may have that you may want help with. Because like I said, customization is the key to success for detoxification. Juice cleansing does not only not heal you, but sometimes we have 90% of people out there doing a detox wrong by giving themselves concentrated sugar juices all day. So I'd like to help you with that by answering your specific questions at drronnieduluth@gmail.com. And I also like to invite you to send a simple text to 774-208-2477 just for the next 48 hours. I will be able to answer your text. And then I'll see you again next week where we'll finish part two on the benefits of a cleansing or detoxification program with a chronic illness. If you'd like to hear your chronic illness next week, please, please, please text me or send an email, and I'll try my best to bring that up and give you a protocol next week on air for your particular chronic illness and detoxification questions. Again, this was Dr. Ronnie, your host on Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness, where there are truly a lot of miracles.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Ronnie, Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. Tune in every Friday, 3 p.m., for more exciting guests and surprising stories. Visit her website at drronnieholistichealth.com. Skype her at ronnie.deluce. Tweet at twitter.com/drronnie. Or call and leave a text at 774-208-2477.